And as General Petraeus prepares his report, it's worth remembering that it's never been easy to measure progress in Iraq. Here's NPR's Guy Raz.
Sometime around February 2004, a top military official in Iraq estimated that there were about 15,000 total insurgents. About a year later, U.S. military leaders in Iraq announced that 15,000 insurgents had been killed or captured in the previous year. A skeptical military advisor pointed out in private to commanders that the numbers didn't make sense. If all the insurgents were killed, he asked, why are they fighting harder than ever? That advisor, who couldn't speak on the record, recounted the story as an example of how statistics can easily become misleading. Here are a few statistics military officials have cited in the past few days. You'll hear Generals Richard Sherlock, Kevin Bergner, and Ray Odierno.
Overall, violence in Iraq has continued to decline and is at the lowest levels since June 2006.
On a national level, sectarian deaths are about half of what they were in December of 2006.
Total attacks are on a month-long decline and are at the lowest level since August of 2006.
And here's how those statistics translate into political rhetoric. You'll hear South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and then President Bush.
Well, the surge has worked. It's provided a level of security I haven't seen.
Anbar is a huge province. It was once written off as lost. It is now one of the safest places in Iraq.
But other numbers tell a different story. This year, Anbar is actually the second deadliest place for U.S. troops in Iraq. Baghdad is the deadliest. And while there's no doubt the numbers of troops killed in Anbar this year is lower than last year, troop casualties have spiked in other provinces dramatically. Take Diyala province, for example. Last year, 20 American troops were killed there. This year, so far, 100 troops have died in Diyala. And every month this year, more American troops have been killed as compared to the same month last year. Pentagon officials argue that numbers like these are meaningless, that they don't give a sense of success. The problem, though, says former Army Colonel Doug McGregor, is that the Pentagon uses statistics selectively to bolster the case for success.
People are making claims and assertions that don't stack up when they are viewed in the context of the last 4 years.
Here's an example. The Pentagon says sectarian deaths in Iraq were sharply down in August, but the military's definition of what constitutes a sectarian murder is narrow. So remember that massive bombing in northern Iraq last month that killed more than 500 ethnic Yazidis? Well, that attack alone made August of this year the second deadliest for Iraqi civilians. Yet the Pentagon doesn't consider large bombings like that one an example of sectarian violence, and so it can show that sectarian murders are down. Again, here's former Army Colonel Doug McGregor.
What we have right now is an illusion created by the White House with the help, unfortunately, of many people in the media. And the result is that people pick up on what is said. It becomes conventional wisdom.
The military measures stability in Iraq by looking at total attacks daily, attacks on U.S. troops, Iraqi forces, and Iraqi civilians. The Pentagon says total daily attacks are now at a one-year low. But last year was the deadliest for Iraqis since the invasion. So the comparison, says retired Army Colonel Paul Hughes, is somewhat misleading. And then, he adds,
even with the security that's improved in the Baghdad region, they still are not getting the electricity and the water and the other essential services that that city's citizens need.
Before the war, Baghdad had round-the-clock electricity. Today, more than 4 years since the invasion, the city averages about 6 hours of electricity a day. And then there's the issue of Anbar province. Both the White House and the Pentagon have attributed the changes in Anbar to the surge strategy. But several military advisors who worked in Iraq until late last year told me it's simply not true. The increasing cooperation between U.S. forces and Sunni tribes in Anbar, says Doug McGregor, started more than 18 months ago.
And they were done on the initiative of the Marines and the Navy, who looked at Anbar and said, there's got to be a better way to do business here.
So is the surge working? Well, the short answer is no one can know for certain, because statistics only tell a small part of the story. Guy Raz, NPR News, The Pentagon.